A great feeling for you and for the guys tonight. What did it take to get it done through the period?
Yeah, it's, you know what, we really needed it. We really needed it at this point. It's a new start to the second half. As well as we played in the GLI, even the Bowling Green series, those games were tight games. We just needed to get over the hump of what it feels like to win a hockey game. And it was ugly at times, and we knew we're going to have to will our way in order to get a win. And just proud of our guys, that's pretty, but we had to will our way. What I liked about it is, I think I talked to at the Blue Line Luncheon today, it's always a race to three. If you get to three, you get a chance to win a hockey game. And, I thought the power play was good. I thought the PK was good. And then you got to find a way to score. How about Ryan Duke, a freshman, getting a hat trick? And we talked about having a net front presence and having traffic in front of their goalie. He's the best goalie in the nation right now, per numbers. And that's a first place team. And we had to do it the hard way. And collectively, as a group, everybody stood up and did something to chip in to impact the outcome of the game. It was a block shot, just getting a puck out, and but the guys told the line tonight to find a way to win a game, and obviously they're feeling well, but they've deserved it. It's been such a good group, and it's easy to get frustrated with the number of losses we had, but we're the youngest team in college hockey. We told people it's about the process, and you know, like I said, we beat the best team in our league right now. That's got to feel pretty good, and I'm just happy for our guys, and you know, we're having fun in there right now, but we'll see if we can do it again tomorrow night.
What do you see from tonight? What do you take into tomorrow? You know, I mean, down the stretch, you call a timeout with about nine and a half left after penalties back to back. What was the message to them, and how do you limit those, you know, when you're going to get them again tomorrow night?
Yeah, we're a young team in those situations. We panicked with the puck a little bit. We took some icings, took a bad penalty, and I just said, guys, play with some poise and some confidence here. And if you have a play, make a play. If not, then just get it out. And the guys are just kind of bunting pucks around. That's a sign of a youthful team. Obviously, we've battled all year for 20 games, and you know, got one win and one tie. And that's what the timeout was for, just to refuel a little bit. And also, we had to have a plan, because we already used our timeout to kill a 5v6 when they pulled their goalie. So I wanted to make sure I grew that up a little bit. So, the guys got the job done, even with 2 seconds left. They had a little look there, so the game wasn't done until it's really done. But we got it, happy for the group. And like I said, we'll get back to work tomorrow.
And then, Coach, last couple minutes of the game, the fans really start getting involved, you know, chanting, "Let's go Wildcats." To know that the community's there, supporting you and the team, you may have noticed it, you may not have noticed it, but what did it feel like to, you know, kind of, they were in it from the first puck drop to the last second of the game.
And again, they've been so good, our support, and they know we're young, but they keep coming back to me through emails or seeing people. You guys really work hard. You compete hard. Our guys love it here. They love coming to the rink. They have a passion for it. The UP and Marquette love the hockey program. They're grateful for the opportunity, and our kids have done a great job in the community. We put a lot of hours in with outreach programs, and our job is to give to the community, and the community's giving back to us by showing up at the games and cheering like they did. So it was nice to get a win for them too, as well as our players, and again, that's what college hockey is all about, so we got to continue with the process.